Previously on New Crits on the Block.
I am going to cast Wish.
This like magical essence starts to wrap around you. So all of your cuts, all your scrapes are getting fixed and your skin is getting like stitched back together by itself. There is just like one disc of this barren reddish gray colored platform that is kind of suspended in the middle of this like universe area where you can just, all you can see are stars and galaxies out in the distance. And you hear this loud booming voice echo through this plane.
You cannot hide her from me.
Ton, you are incapacitated, laying down on the ground of this demiplane with Philippa next to you, kind of staring down at you. What do you want to say?
Oh, I don't know. How about, what the actual fuck, Philippa?
What do you... About the stabbing thing?
Stabbing? Is that what you're hung up on? The stabbing?
Honestly, no. Not so much that. The whole trying to, I don't know, destroy the universe thing? Take away everyone's free will? Be a total bitch? How about that?
First off, don't call me a bitch.
Stop acting like one.
I'm doing this because it needs to be done. And apparently all of you are too weak to do it. Katon, this is what was always going to happen. And you guys helped it along until you didn't like it anymore. And then you jump shipped and left me.
We never... We're trying to leave you.
Katon,
and I'm sorry that happened. But you need to learn to forgive everything. Because if you just constantly hang on to this grudge you have against the world that somehow has reflected poorly upon you, you will never be happy. And instead, you'll try to destroy everything, which is, as I said, kind of a huge bitch move. So seriously, can you just, for but a moment, grow the fuck up and accept that sometimes the world is hard and you have to learn to deal with it as opposed to just try to destroy everything and control everything? Oh my God, you child.
Maybe I am a child, Katon.
Well, guess what? Children need to sometimes be put in, and he points around him, everything around himself, still lying on his back. Time out!
Do you think this is going to stop us? Really? You're just prolonging it.
That's all any of us ever do.
You ask me to forgive. You talk about happiness. I don't need any of that. I am done. I have been told what to do. You want to talk about being out of control? I am finally making the choice myself, Katon. I'm not being forced into this any more than you are. This is the choice I made. Now you can disagree with it. That's fine. You can stand in my way. That's fine. But don't come here and tell me how to live my life because it's not how you want it to be lived. I made the choice. So you want to talk about letting things go? Let me go, Catan. Let me be my own person. Stop trying to control how I feel, how I see the world. That's all you've ever done. And then the second I start to disagree with me, you literally throw me across an arena and knock me unconscious while you were high on drugs. So don't tell me about bad choices, Catan. Because let's not forget, you've all made some pretty fucked up choices yourself.
I am deeply sorry that that happened. And I do not expect you to forgive me for what I did. And I am not making excuses. What I am telling you is, I know bad choices. As you just said, I have made them. I'm trying to help you make good choices. As somebody who I think you need in your life. I didn't tell you this, but when I first met you, you reminded me of my sister. And so I always looked to you like you were her. And I'm now just realizing that, I mean, obviously you're not, but I think I was too busy trying to relive my experiences with her through you that I didn't see that I think you didn't need a brother because you already had one. And it wasn't me. What you had lost was your father. And I wasn't able to be that to you. And I know that. And I can't make up for lost time. And I can't fix it. And I know I can't control you. And yes, shunting us to another universe might seem a bit extreme, given the circumstances. But you need to understand that I cannot allow you to do this. I can't. It is impossible for me to let someone I love destroy themselves and everything. Everything. It's not just about the world as we know it. Although, yes, that is just as much it is about you. So no, I will not let it go, because I cannot let you go. And I'm so sorry if you don't understand
at this very moment why I'm doing this. But I will not stop.
You see one tear rolling down her cheek. I'm not the same person anymore, Catan. I'm not the Philippa you journeyed with.
But you're still Philippa.
I am. And like I said, this is a choice I made. And now you have to make yours. And with that, we jump back to the top of the battle round. Let's not forget, we were in combat. Eowyn, it is your turn. You watched Philippa and Catan pop out of existence or wink out of existence. Boral did not see the wink. You have Glace as a ice monstrosity in front of you, 60 feet away. Her arms are starting to regrow out of the sides of this iceberg that is her body. What would you like to do?
Well, there's not much else I can really do other than we gotta pump this thing. All right, I'm casting Swift Quiver.
Oh,
I transmute my quiver so it produces an endless supply of non-magical ammunition. On each of your turn until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action to make two attacks with a weapon that uses ammunition from the quiver. So that is my bonus action.
Okay.
So that burns my bonus action, but I still have my regular action, so I can make two attacks still.
Yes.
And that is a... not the best rolls here. A 6 plus 14 for a 20.
That misses.
And a 9 plus 14 for a 23.
A 23 hits.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Has Glace been damaged yet?
Yes, she has, by your first strike.
Okay. Then with my Sea Hag dead, I would have cast Hunter's Mark on her as well. It's a bonus action. Never mind. Can't do that. Never mind. So not doing that yet. So one and then a D10, just one D10. But then I also get an extra D10 of force damage from being winded up.
Yes.
So it's still two D10. So my good Lord in heaven. The total damage is 19.
What is Ooh. With you?
I rolled a 10.
You hear from beyond the stars.
I rolled a 10 on the D10, and then I rolled a 2 and a 1. So that's 13 plus 6, which is my damage, my plus to my damage, so 19.
Hey, you're 19. Hitting. You're still hitting, you know?
19 total. So that's what I do.
Okay. It is Glace's turn. Glace, as you see her arms starting to grow back, they turn into just these big, like, ice spikes.
Wait. Because of Zephyr Strike, I get one extra D8 of damage.
Do it.
That's a 5, baby. So 24 damage total.
Hell yeah.
I was hoping you were going to roll a 1.
I kind of was too, to be honest with you. But 24 damage, Shake. Proceed.
Okie dokie.
That probably changes things a lot.
Yeah, actually. The arrow hits her and it chunks into her body just like an inch more. That hit the weak spot. Mm-hmm. She explodes.
Oh, the weak spot!
Yeah.
Yay!
These arms start to pull out of the ice as you kind of start to see the top portion of her body starting to spin as you see a blizzard starting to form around her as the arms expand out, all 5 of them. The blizzard just expands across this entire room. becoming heavily obscured terrain to where unless you have anything that says against this, you become blinded if you are trying to attack at range. And then you make a dexterity saving throw. Everybody.
Mm-mm. Okay, at least my dex saving throws are decent. It's a 9 plus 11 for a dirty 20 for Awen.
Okay, you pass. You gotta beat a 19.
Oh, Jesus.
A dex, you said?
Yes, dex saving throw.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Here we go again.
She's like, can I use my brains to get out of it? How wise can I
be? To be smart about my dex. Go ahead.
I got a 16 plus 4 for another dirty 20.
Leave?
Okay, so no damage for Matt. Half damage for Brian.
And leave.
I got a 15 plus 1 for a 16.
Nope. Ooh, that ain't gonna do it. So no! Go ahead and take 46 so points of damage, leave.
God damn.
And then 23 to Boral. And then 0 to Awen, correct?
Correct.
As Awen is just kind of flipping his way through this blizzard. And then that's her action. And then she does something else that you cannot see because you are heavily obscured. Leaf, it is your turn. We're going to skip over Philippa's because she's in a different dimension. Leaf, what would you like to do?
Okay. Am I able to still cast something if it's a point I choose within range, even though it is obscured? Or is that going to change things for me? So it doesn't say see, just says choose. And I know where she was.
That's fair.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to cast Sunburst.
Ooh.
Would you like me to read it for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. A brilliant sunlight flashes in a 60-foot radius centered on a point you choose within range. Each creature in that light must make a con saving throw. On failed save, the creature takes 12d6 radiant damage and is blinded for 1 minute. Success, half, and isn't blinded.
Well, that's a 13. 11 plus 2.
So that would be a fail.
Yes, it would.
Here comes the damage. Oh, I love that sound. Ben, that must sound so nice when all the dice roll. 38. And that's radiant. Don't forget. Does that do like
that does
extra
that does do double.
Spicy stuff to her?
That is double. So 38. What's 38 doubled, Christy?
Hold on.
I already have it written down.
Just working it out in my brain.
Oh, she's obviously adding it on a calculator of some kind.
Yeah.
No.
As she looks down at her keyboard to type the correct numbers and
around my mic to get to the number.
Yeah. So obvious what you're doing.
Way over here. How about a 76?
Oh, just wow.
Just top of the top,
top
of it.
Of my yeah. brain.
Impressive.
Yeah, top of the cuff here. Yeah.
And how did you get to that?
Top of the cuff.
Well, you know, I just carried the two.
The two? Carry the two.
The two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do math different. You guys don't
usually know. I do like the 30 plus 30 and then 8 plus 8.
You just lost her.
That is a way you could do it. For sure.
Yeah, but I don't even have to think about it. I just know it.
Anyway, she's blinded by the light.
Oh, no.
Oh, is she actually blinded by the light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so this ray of light shines down on top of Glace as I would say that maybe messes up with the heavily obscured thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it dispels all darkness in the area.
It's a blizzard, but I would say that having a beacon of light shining down on somebody makes it pretty easy to tell where they're at.
Yeah.
So
she's glowing.
I will say, no one, at least for this round. How long does it last? Is it a concentration spell or does it?
It's not.
It just goes. Okay.
It's instantaneous.
I will say for this round, you do not have disadvantage as the blizzard is going. Okay. So do you want to do anything else, Leaf? Any bonus actions?
Nope.
Boral, it is your turn.
Am I able to see Glace anymore?
Technically, no, but with what I'm saying is for this round, since she just kind of did like a big old beacon of light on top of her, I'd say you're fine this round.
I'm going to flame on.
Oh, was a bonus action? Okay.
Yep. I'm going to flame on first. I'm going to kind of levitate. I'm going to get a, you know, like 10 feet off the ground or something. And then I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at a fifth level. So I get 6 shots at her.
Give me them rolls.
Okay. Let's go with that's a 26 total.
That hits.
That's 27 total.
Yep.
Is a 15 total?
That does not hit.
Okay. It's a 26 total. Hits.
Yep.
That's a crit fail. It's a 1.
Yeah.
So 12 total. And 16 total.
That's another miss. So you hit 3, miss 3.
35 damage total.
Wow. 12d6, only 30. It's 35?
Yeah, I rolled very low on a lot of them.
Well, you guys are whittling away. As you shoot these, that's
70 damage total then.
Oh, wait, it's 70
right,
damage.
Because it doubles,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought that
70
was,
total.
I thought that was with it being doubled. I was like, wow,
no.
You did nothing. Okay. So 70 damage total. Okay, that's a lot better. Okay, so you flame on as the fire kind of wraps around your right arm with your tattoo lighting off the shoulder. You raise your hands up in front of you as 6 scorching rays go an arc towards where Glace was. As you hear 3 of them like hit a hard target and the other ones just kind of go off into the space around her. Give me a perception check. You have to be a 25, though.
Be to 25, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah. No, it's not impossible for me, but it's very, very, very hard, and I missed. So there you go.
14 plus 8 for a 22 for Awen.
Oh, close.
Ah, oh, no. Close.
Yeah, 25.
A 12. Plus 5 then for a 17?
That no, not
25.
Damn it. No, are you sure?
Yeah, I had to roll really high for that.
Can Catan roll from across the universe with disadvantage?
No.
Across the universe.
Just with disadvantage.
It's okay. I rolled a natural 20 for real.
You still don't get it?
Even though that was disadvantage, so it'd actually be a 2, but it's still only a 21.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So,
God, I'm rolling crazy good today.
Yeah, I've had a few good rolls too. We go back to Catan and Philippa. Catan, it's your turn. And Philippa is standing there. Catan, I don't think anything you're going to say to me is going to change how I see the world right now. And I would love it if you could stand by my side, but I understand if you can't. But this, as she kind of just moves her eyes around because she's stunlocked, this isn't going to do anything. You can hold me here for an hour, 10 hours, a day. Until you pass out but your words mean nothing to me anymore.
Yeah, I get it. You're mad. It's fair. You have the right to be mad. Your feelings are valid. I'm not holding you here because I'm planning on changing your mind. I'm holding you here because I believe in my friends. They're going to defeat Glace. She's going to die. She will cease to exist. And I will keep you here to ensure that you are not corrupted further by her. And when she is gone, we will return. And at that point, you can pout all you want to. But she'll be dead, you'll be alive, and we will move on. And in time, I hope that you will understand why I did what I did.
You see her start to smile. Catan, that's not Glace.
Divine sense.
You sense the same thing you did when Glace was in her. Glace has been dead for a while.
Then what did I push out of you?
What's up, everyone? It's your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's Middle Break. It's one shine moment. That's right. We were in the throes of March Madness. I got my brackets. We're having fun. We're watching games. We're seeing buzzer beaters. We're seeing upsets. You know what makes me the most upset? you brought it up, not me. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. You know what makes me the most upset? When you don't do all the things that we kindly beg you to do to help our podcast grow. And in case you're like, well, I don't know what those things are. Okay, smart guy. All right, smarty pants. Well, here we're going to do a little run through so you know exactly what those things are, okay? First thing, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use, go there, hit the subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review, and write a little synopsis about why you like us so other people who come across our podcast might think that they would enjoy listening to us too. Also, make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at NewCrits and on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at NewCrits on the Block. We are always posting updates, audiograms, graphics on there. It's your best way to keep up with everything going on NewCrits. And the best way to help us is by either tagging people that you think might enjoy our content, or honestly, the best thing to do, share that content to your own spheres. Put it on your stories, on your feed. Honestly, we're only growing through word of mouth right now, so doing those small things really does go a long way. And if you want us to keep making this sweet content for you, that's all you got to do. It's a small thing, but to us, it's gigantic. One of the ways we like to give back to our community who helps us out is we have a Discord. That's right, a Discord for all things NewCrits, but not all things NewCrits. You can come in there, talk to the cast, talk to other fans, talk about the show. But if you just want somewhere to come in and just hang, we got space for that too. It is a safe, inclusive arena. I'm going to start saying arena from now on, where everyone can come in and enjoy. The family that we have cultivated over the last few years is fantastic. We love going in there, hanging out, chatting, just chilling with friends. So if you're not a part of our Discord yet, what the heck are you waiting for? Now, maybe thinking, well, Matt, I want to help you with all of these things, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/NewCritsOnTheBlock will get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't have time to mention. linktr.ee/NewCritsOnTheBlock is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode. Honestly, just so I can get back to watching my one shining moment. Most of you probably have no idea what that is, but to those who do, you know, and I appreciate you guys. And to those who don't, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single week. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, be safe out there. Be excellent to each other. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
And with that, we cut back over to the fight. A1, top of the round, it's your turn. You see... Actually, you don't see. I keep forgetting why she cast a spell. Okay.
Don't forget she's blinded, by the way.
By the light.
Actually. How long does by she... how long does the light...
Forever, until she isn't.
It makes a constitution save.
Ben, I can read it. You're in another plane of existence.
And I still have access to Google.
And I wish you would stay there. she has to keep making a con save at the end of her turn. Otherwise, she is still blinded.
Okay, so she's blinded. So she has disadvantage on the attack. Okay. You guys are also blinded. This round, yes, because she has the blizzard is still going. Actually,
no, you said those. I fucked up,
and I should have rolled concentration twice.
Yeah.
So that was 24. Half of 24 is 12. So she passes that one. There was a 76. So half of that is 38. Oh, yeah. She did not pass that. I don't think there's any way she can pass a 38. Now that I'm thinking about it, she only has a plus 10. Okay. So actually, the blizzard does dissipate. Wow, this changed a lot of things. I really need to remember the concentration shit. So the blizzard dissipates now. And as the blizzard dissipates, can I have you guys make another perception check?
Sure. Here's my trusty plus 8. 13 plus 8 for a 21 for Awen.
How about a 13 plus 5 for an 18?
How about a 2 plus 6?
Damn, actually only Boral sees this. This is sick. This is like golf.
It's golf rules.
No, so Awen, you would see this. You see those cracks that black ichor was trying to fill. They've opened up more, and you can see this like black ichor starting to like pour out of those cracks. Inside, while this like ichor is like pouring out, you see this like a ball of where the black ichor is originating from. Like you can see it seeping out from this like ball in the center of her body that is like producing this black ichor, trying to like patch these holes inside of her. Which you can kind of imagine is like her core, essentially.
Okay.
There isn't a crack leading directly to that core right now, but you can definitely try to make one.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to basically concentrate my fire on the area closest to where I can see the ichor coming out of.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to be able to take 4 shots here because now I can finally use my Swift Quiver as my bonus action.
Hell yeah.
And so I'll get 4 shots total with that. Notice no advantage or anything, right?
I think you actually...
I don't think
so. No, because she's blinded.
Yeah. Okay, these are better. 15 plus 14. So I'll just give you the totals here. 29 to hit.
29 to hit does. Let me double check that you get... I'm pretty sure you get advantage.
Oh, I do?
Attack rolls against creature have advantage. Yeah, while they're blinded.
Ooh. Well, then let me reroll. Let me reroll all of those. See if I can get a 20 in here. I do not, but because of that, all 4 are going to hit, Jake. So just so you know, we know the total. It was, what did I say, 27, 24... 25, and what's 18 plus 14? 32.
Yeah, those would hit.
Okay. Yay. We got some damage here finally. So we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4 D10s. I still have Zephyr Strike on. I still am flamed on.
Wind on.
Wind Dawn. You got Hunter's
Wind,
Mark, Wind Colossus up. Slayer, all your attacks, but I think Zephyr Strike's a one-time thing.
It is. Okay. So here's my damage total plus 36. So that's 41 plus 36, which gives me 77.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's nice when they all hit.
Yeah, right.
And you don't roll ones for your attacks.
Well, I rolled, oh, damn. Yeah, I rolled a 10, a 2, a 10, and a 10. Oh, nice. That was really good. And a 3 for my D10s.
I guess things eventually equal out.
And then a 2 on my D8 and a 4 on my D6. So still, not bad. 77 damage total on that one concentrated. Like, it's just, like it, the 4 shots are almost in rapid fire.
Yeah,
out
so
of,
you
Skyrender.
You shoot these 4 shots all hitting the exact same location, as you can see the first one kind of hit and not leave a mark, the second one kind of cracking it, the third one opening it up a little bit more, and that fourth one plunging into it to where it opens up the crack to where there's a big enough spot to where you can get a shot in on the next round, or someone else can. It is Glace's turn. She is blinded, so she'll have disadvantage on attacks. She is going to make an attack roll on a leaf, as you can see her 4 legs kind of bend down to where her body is almost touching the ground, and then she leaps off of the ground, soaring and then going headlong towards Leaf.
No.
24 to hit.
It misses. I got a special extra bonus because Catan's in another plane, and that gives a plus 10 to everyone in the other plane.
Christy.
Right? Right.
I got 8 D10 all rolling right now.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Tell me when to click stop.
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh. Yo.
No. Did I pick a bad time?
Yeah, that's a 52 points of damage.
God.
Ooh. Oh,
damn.
I don't have to make a save or anything.
Woof.
No, it was an attack roll. It just hit you.
You said 25?
52.
No. Thought my dyslexia would help. Ouch.
Are you still up?
Yeah.
Okay. As it goes headlong crashing into the ground.
Okay, in that case.
It explodes around you as you all look. Are you under 30%, Leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
She doesn't know what that means, but.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yes, I do. And yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
What's your total HP?
Don't worry about it.
She's under 30%, I would guess. Yes.
Well, she got a full heal in there.
Yeah, then she got hit for 90 points of damage, pretty much.
I got a lot of points off.
Because you can't pass a saving throw to save her life.
Well, it was my AC, not a saving throw.
That one was, yes. The last one was not.
Yeah, I think Christy's probably the least defensive character in the party.
You think?
Crashing into you, Leaf, as the
crash.
Kind of... The snow and ice particles start to settle. You all see that one of her arms like turned into a spike and has a arm pierced through Leaf's stomach and like starting to pull her off of the ground, as you can see one of the arms starting to reach towards Leaf's head to crush her skull. Leaf, it is your turn. You are on... Glace, what would you like to do?
Leaf is gonna kind of bob her head a little bit as she takes the hit and then comes back around, blood coming out of her mouth a little bit and her nose, and she's gonna kind of glare at Glace as she's being ringed by her and say, "Eat dirt, bitch." And she's gonna cast Erupting Earth at a ninth level spell.
Oh, shit.
Which is going to make a dex save.
Okay.
And then I will roll my damage.
That's a 15.
Okay, she fails. She is going to take 9d12, which will be 75 points of damage.
Whoa, that's a good roll.
That is.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big numbies there.
And for once, Catan only had to leave this plane of existence in order to be safe from her
nah,
spell.
No, nah, it's on a ninth level, bro. It hits you still.
Yeah, it goes yeah. through the dimension. You guys are really just underneath them on a different plane. Rock just hits you on the head. Yeah, so as the ground starts to break and crumble, Glaze starts to fall inside of it, and the earth like crushes her inside of this like icy earth tome, as only like the top portion of her body is exposed and holding you kind of outside of it, barely, with her arm like stuck into the earth. Their other arms are all flailing around as she's trying to like grab onto something to pull herself up. But every time she does, she grabs a loose piece of earth and like just brings herself that much further down into the ground. Would you like to do anything else as a bonus action?
I would like to bonus action wild shape as a bird and fly far, far, far away.
She will get a reaction.
If I can slip through her fingers.
An opportunity. Well, that's if she doesn't hit you, Leaf.
What if it's a tiny little bird that she can't hit? What if it's a bee?
Aren't you a bee? Are you a land druid now? Not a moon druid? Because in that case, your wild shape is a regular action.
No, it's a bonus action.
We've already went through this.
If you're a druid of the moon, but I think you're a druid of the land.
Oh, it is my action. Okay, never mind. No, I can't. I'm going down.
Okay. So then, Boral, it is your turn. You see Glace getting sucked into this earth. I'm assuming, Awen, that you would have called out the weak spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was already about 30 seconds before her. I was like, I should have said something about it. I figured it would be like an obvious thing. But you will just hear echoing from around the cave. I've opened up a weak spot in the body. Concentrate your fire there. Boral, now is your time.
I guess functionally, how does that manifest, Jake? To give me advantage on attacks or what?
It will double your damage if you hit it.
Well, what if I already double if it's fire damage?
Then you double it again.
Woo!
Woo, boy.
Okay. So you better cast a big boy spell, my friend, or Leaf's getting sucked into the earth. Again.
Wouldn't be the first time we've lost someone like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll just meet up with
come
Beardrum.
Back later, yeah. We'll talk to you in 7
hey,
months.
Bud. How you doing down here?
This would be Scorching Ray again, but at a 6th level. So I get 7 bolts.
Okay. Ooh. Actually, here's what I'll say, Brian. I'll let you choose. You can get advantage on all your strikes, or you can have damage doubled.
I'm going to say advantage.
I'm going to say advantage? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is going to be a lot of rolls then.
Yes,
so this would be
14 rolls.
First bolt here. That's a 13, so no. Fuck me. 15? Nope, it's not going to do it. Okay, second bolt. Holy fuck. 15, not going to hit. Here we go, 22.
That just hits.
Fuck. Okay. Third bolt. 25. Okay, so that's another hit. Fourth bolt is a 22. That hits, right?
Yep.
Okay. Fifth bolt is a 27.
That hits. Okay, 4 out of 6.
Sixth bolt is 21.
That misses.
Okay. Sorry, that was the first roll for the sixth bolt. So 23.
23 does hit.
So that's 5 hits.
Yeah.
And then 19 for the first roll. Come on, get a 20. 19. So that's 6 hits.
6 hits, yep. Wait, 19 was your final one?
Well, 19 plus 11.
Okay.
30.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so damn, 6 hits. 30 hits? Total.
Yep.
Holy shit.
6 hits, says that's...
Not bad, not bad.
That's 24 d6.
And it's fire damage. And you're flamed on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what gets, I mean. That's why.
Okay. She gets 2d6 for each Scorching Ray plus another 2d6.
Yes.
And then all that gets doubled at the end.
So you're rolling... How many times did you hit?
6.
It's 24 6. D6.
So 6 times 12, 4.
18, 24. So yeah, 24 D6, then double it.
Okay, 88 damage rolled.
Oh, fuck, so 100
and... 176.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
To the heart. To the heart. Suck that, bitch. You hear Eowyn?
No, don't take my line.
You said eat dirt.
Yeah.
Bitch. I should suck that.
Still kind of, you know, the same.
As your
going around today.
Bolts of fire go flying at Glace, you see these little like muddled eyes go towards, like look up at Leaf. And for a brief moment, you see like what you can only describe as fear as these 6 scorching rays pelt inside of this being, exploding it from the inside and ice just shattering in every direction as you see this black ichor just droop onto the ground. Leaf kind of goes falling and smacks the ground. That is 2 damage, Leaf, for falling.
No, I'm down.
Are you really?
No, just kidding.
Hold on, I'm fucking hilarious. And as this black ichor just oozes onto the ground, a stillness kind of sets over the room. And then we go back to Philippa and Catan. And Philippa looks...
So she had just told me... That wasn't Glace, and I said, then what did I push out of you?
Her smile gets just that much wider. You pushed out the remnants of the power I took from her. Glace is already dead. I took her spot. Because Catan, I'm done with people controlling me. I'm in control.
Catan cannot experience fear, but he experiences whatever emotion he's allowed to experience that is adjacent to it.
You see, Catan, she thought she was invincible. She thought she knew everything and could see everything. But she wasn't that good at watching her back. And the second I had the opportunity, I destroyed her essence and consumed it myself. And now you're asking, what does that mean? I am Glace. And I make Glace look like a child. And those thoughts that you were hearing, the remnant of Glace's goal. Those aren't mine. I'm not looking to take people's free will. I don't even care about them. I'm out for blood, Catan. All the people that wronged me. Everyone. They're all gonna die. And you helped. Your whole journey. You were just helping me out one step at a time, weakening the other titans, destroying them. You made Glace weak. You made her look the other way. Emmy. Oh, poor sweet Emmy. You think what happened to her was an accident? I sent her to Faelair. I knew what it would do to her. And I knew what she would do after it. I put Emmy at the core. So, Catan, for the last time, what's your choice gonna be? Are you with me? Or do I have to kill you?
Tell her we're having a very serious moment right now with your demigod.
I know. She's judging you over here. Grabbing art. Freaking butt face.